the Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air. This is Al Helfer speaking from Yankee Stadium in New York City, where the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees will soon be ready to start play in the second game of the 1955 World Series. Time now for Gillette's special pregame roundup in the clubhouse. Frankie Frisch, distinguished member of Baseball's Hall of Fame, is on hand to interview Joe Collins. Come in, Frankie Frisch.
Good afternoon, fans. And our first guest this afternoon is a fellow that's done a tremendous job for the Yankees. Well, Joe, how long is Mr. Joe Collins? How long have you been with the Yankees?
Oh, this is my sixth full year. I've been here about 6.5 years.
6.5 years. Well, Mr. Collins, to the old flash, has been the type of a ball player that does the right thing at the right time and gets a base hit when it's needed, and defensively makes the play that'll help his pitcher. Now, yesterday, you just felt the two up in the right field seats. Oh, wait a minute. One went up in the right field bleachers, right?
That's right.
Which ball was hit the hardest?
Well, the first ball I hit, I think, was hit the hardest, although I didn't hit it high. It was a line drive that went into the right field grandstand.
What was it, a curveball or a fastball?
No, it was a low fastball, Frank.
A low fastball, and pulled it right. Oh, it just did make it.
Just did make it.
Yes, but
I didn't think it was going to make it.
How about the other one?
The other was a high fastball, a little away out over the plate. I didn't think that was going to make it either.
They both made it, and I don't think there was any wind blowing either.
The balls were carrying real good there.
What they?
Oh, yeah.
All those balls were hit. Now, how about the ball Elston Howard hit?
He hit that ball.
That ball was one of the hardest balls I think I've ever seen hit in a World Series game. It looked like a curveball that hung, you know, right there.
A curveball or slider, I don't know what he called it, but it just hung right out there.
Hung right out there. Say, Joe, there's been a lot of controversy about fellas playing their first game in a World Series. Of course, you've been in World Series games before. Are you nervous when you start the first game of a World Series?
Yes, I am, Frank, and I think everybody that starts the ball game, their first game, is nervous.
Don't you think so? I have often said that. I mean, I've been in, let's see, 50 games now, and I can't recall one game that I'm not a little shaky.
Sorry, a little keyed up.
Pressure?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make good?
You do.
And you've been doing a great job? Are you a guest hitter?
Well, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, like,
I might look for a type of pitch that the fellow's best pitch. I might look for that on occasion and try to hit it.
Well, now look, these clubs, you've both been scouted. There's no question. They've had four or five scouts watching the Yankees and four or five scouts watching the Brooklyn club. Now, how would you say a scout would say how to pitch to Collins? It's no secret, is it?
No, it's no secret. No, I see the report on myself.
No, you know what I would say? Yesterday, for the first time, I've seen him fun on Luka, might say. What was the National League thinking about? Had the Yankee scouts thought, well, now, wait a minute, is Newcomb weak on bunt? Barra tried to bunt, Rizzuto tried to bunt, and Bauer did a perfect job.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Joe Collins, lots and lots of unit series. And brother, I want to give you one of these fine Gillette razors. And, Joe, that's a beautiful, handsome case.
It is. Thank you very much, Frank.
I know you're going to get a gratifying use.
I'll use this on the road.
Good. Lots of luck to you, Joe. Well, fans, it's time to wind up our clubhouse interviews this afternoon. We switch now to the broadcasting booth.
We're right back up here in the radio booth on the top side. We should like to say it's another very brilliant day for a baseball game here in Sunsplash Yankee Stadium. A little wind blowing in from behind left field, but it's not going to help or hurt the fly balls hit too much. So the second game of the 1955 World Series is about to come on the fire. The two pitchers here this afternoon will be right-hander Billy Lawes for the visiting Brooklyn Dodgers, Tommy Byrne for the Yankees. We're about ready to get this second game of the 1955 World Series started. Hitting fourth in the cleanup spot, Roy Campanella, the catcher. Carl Farrillo will hit fifth. He'll be in right field. Hitting sixth, Gil Hodges at first base. At third, Jackie Robinson, he who stole home here in yesterday's ballgame. He'll be third, hitting seventh. Hitting eighth, Little Don Zimmer at second base, and the pitcher is Billy Lowe's, who on the regular season won 10 and lost 4. He's pitched in two World Series prior to this one. In 52, he had a record of 0-1. In 53, 1-0 for an all-time record of 1 win and 1 loss. For the New York Yankees, who have won the first ball game in this series, it'll be Hank Bauer leading off in right field. Then comes third baseman Gil McDougall hitting second. Hitting third, Irv Noren in center field. Yogi Berra will clean up. He'll be in the number 4 position and be behind the plate. The hero, hitting hero of yesterday's ball game, Joe Collins, will be at first base again. Elston Howard will be in left field, hitting sixth. Hitting seventh will be Billy Martin at second base. Hitting eighth, the scooter, Phil Rizzuto, at shortstop. And the pitcher, the veteran left-hander, Tommy Byrne, who is making his second World Series appearance. He pitched in the ball game in the 1949 series against the Brooklyn Dodgers. He had no decision, pitching only 3 1/3 innings. So the fellow from Wake Forest, North Carolina, sort of twilights it, will be pitching for the Yankees here this afternoon. The umpire-in-chief behind the plate for this one will be the National League's Lee Ballenfant, Jim Mahonachik of the American League at first, Frank Descoli of the National League at second, and Bill Summers, who handled the plate here yesterday in the getaway game, will be down behind third. We'll have Red Flaherty down the left field line, and down the right field line, Augie Donatelli. So that's about how we're ready to get this one started here this afternoon. So let's chip ball where they may. The Yankees have the advantage of one ball game. The Dodgers will be scrapping and battling back here this afternoon to see what they can do about it. The first portion of this afternoon's play-by-play will be brought to you by our old friend Bob Neal. And I know he's anxiously waiting at the other microphone for this ball game to get started. And in just a moment, Lee Ballenfant will be calling for the first batter to come up to the plate. Right now, Tommy Byrne is still working down behind home plate, throwing a few warm-up pitches. And just as soon as the regimental band clears off from behind center field, we'll have this ball game getting started. As I said a few moments ago, it's a beautiful day here in the city of New York. Bright, brilliant sunlight. The temperature is somewhere around the 70s, and it's in the sunlight, a short-sleeved crowd. Back in the shade, in the overhang of the stadium, of course, the folks are wearing coats. But it's a very typical, beautiful fall day, with the wind blowing in now, right now, rather stiffly from behind left field. So it'll hurt the fly balls hit out into the left field sector if the wind at this velocity remains. As far as recapping yesterday's ball game is concerned, it was a 6-5 victory for the New York Yankees. 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They had 2 men left on. Ford was the winner. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They had 10 hits, no errors. And they had 9 men left on. And the loser was Newcomb. Now the Yankees are taking the field. Let's get over to Bob Neal. Come on, Bob.
Thank you very much, Al Helfer, and good afternoon, everyone. The New York Yankees have taken their position defensively. The Brooklyn Dodgers sent out their coaches, Jake Fiedler at first, Billy Herman at third. The first batter about set to come out of the dugout while we wait for Junior Gilliam. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. This is Bob Neal with Al Helfer in Yankee Stadium. The second game of the World Series, a bright, sunshiny afternoon. The wind is blowing across field, blowing in from left center field, blowing across from third to first, if you will. And it should be hampering somewhat the bid of the right-hand batters to drive one out in those left field seats. It may help a little the left-hand hitters in trying to reach out for the short corner in right field. In left field for the Yankees, we have Elston Howard. In center field, we have Irv Norn.
In right field is Hank Bauer. At third base for New York is Gil McDougal. Phil Rizzuto at short. Billy Martin at second base. Joe Collins at first. Joe Collins, the Yankee hero of yesterday's game with two home runs. Tommy Byrne, who is 35, who is 6'1", weighs 185 pounds, working today. And opposing him will be a youngster, 25, 6'1", 165 pounder. Byrne, the left-hander, who was almost once well on his way out of baseball as a pitcher and might have been used as an outfielder due to his great ability to stroke that bat, has come up with a good slider and fairly good control. And using a change of pace with a screwball, he has built himself a good record this year for the New York Yankees. Byrne, 16-5 in the regular season, has pitched once previously in the series at Ebbets Field on October 7, 1949, the third game. He started that game, pitched 3 1/3 innings, allowed one run, a home run by Reese, two hits, two walks, one strikeout. He was relieved by Page, with the Yankees winning 4-3. Byrne singled in his only time at bat in the series. In the 1941, 49, 52 series, the Dodgers and the Yankees split the first two games. In 47-53, the Yankees won the first two games. New York has one victory up on the scoreboard. The Dodgers are out today to do something about it. Junior Gilliam is stepping in, a right-hand batter. Junior had no hit in three times at bat, walked twice. He, in the regular season, had a batting average of .249. Yogi Berra down giving the sign and time temporarily called as the bat boy brings out a new supply of baseballs for the umpire. The outfield for the Yankees straight away, playing close at third, about three steps off the line, even with the bag, is Gil McDougal. Phil Rizzuto deep at short. Billy Martin back at second. Collins is fading back at first. And Tommy Byrne is ready. The first pitch of the second game of the World Series is on its way. It's a fastball in the outside corner, strike one. Tommy Byrne, the left-hander, who has developed poise and the ability to get that ball near the plate, working today in the second game of the series. Gilliam waits now as Byrne gets his sign, pumps, delivers. There's a curve inside taken for a ball. One ball and one strike. Herb Narn checking his cleats out in center field. The grass was a little on the heavy side yesterday due to the heavy rain, but with the evening of bright fall weather, it's helped out. There's a curve swung on and missed for strike two. And it's one ball, two strikes. Byrne has an easy rocking motion. And when he comes up with that arm, that ball sails right up there. Herman coaching down at third, shouts encouragement to Junior Gilliam. Gilliam has his right foot right back on the restraining line, swings over a close stance. The pitch is on its way, a curve inside. And it's two balls, two strikes. Crowd still coming in, and it's jam-packed here in Yankee Stadium today. 2-2, the leadoff batter for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Junior Gilliam, holds that bat right on the end. Now he's choked it up a little, about 2.5 inches, swings on a curveball, misses strike three. So Tommy Byrne has recorded his first strikeout, and the Brooklyn Dodgers bring up now their captain, Pee Wee Reese, the shortstop. Pee-wee brought the starting lineup for the Brooklyn Dodgers up to the umpire today. He is the captain of the Dodgers. He's a right-hand batter. Yesterday had one hit and five times at bat. Pee-wee stands almost flat-footed, stands up close to the plate, pulls the bat back and away from his right ear. Swings and hits a little fly ball out to right center field. Moving over is Hank Bauer. Waves Norton off and he makes the catch. So there's two out. As Pee Wee Reese hitting that ball to the opposite field for right-hand batter, hits into right center field, and Hank Bauer moving over waved Irv Norn away and made the catch. So with two out, it's the Duker of the Dodgers, Duke Snider, had two hits and five times at bat yesterday, hit a prodigious home run in the third deck of the right field stand, and in batting practice today was stroking that ball. Duke stands with his left foot back and away from the plate. His right foot is up almost on the line. Tommy Byrne, the left-hander, looking into this left-hand batter, delivers a curveball. It catches the inside corner for a strike. Byrne uses a good slider, which is a curve off of a fastball. The outfield shaded around the right with Hank Bauer deep in right field and right center reserve on the right side of the infield deep. Byrne's ready to work. Two out. One strike pitch is on its way. A curve that just misses outside for a ball. So it's one ball, one strike. Bill Rizzuto, the shortstop for the Yankees, shaded over near second. Gil McDougal in close with this left-hand batter up there, about one step off the edge of the infield grass. Tommy Byrne looks into Yogi Berra,
One ball, one strike, and two out. Top half of the first inning, no score. Burns ready, the 1-1 delivery. On its way, a curve inside. Snyder backs off, takes ball two. Two balls, one strike. A splendid day for baseball. An autumn day that has a tinge of fall and yet has the warm sunshine of the summer. Tommy Byrne looking in. Seems very calm, cool, and collected, and he's ready with a 2-1 delivery. There's a curve popped up into right center field. Herb Norton starts coming in now, still coming, and Hank Bauer coming along with him, and it's Bauer making the catch. And the wind held that ball up, and it fooled Norton for just a moment. And Bauer came over to make the catch. So in the top half of the first inning for the Brooklyn Dodgers, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of the first half inning, the score is Brooklyn nothing and the New York Yankees nothing. Moving into the last half of the first inning now, the first man up for the New York Yankees will be Hank Bauer. And Hank, wearing number 9 on his white home uniform, steps in there. Yesterday had 2 hits and 4 times at bat. His season batting average, .279. On the mound is Billy Lowes, the right-hander. Delivers a fastball, misses low and outside for ball one. Billy Lowes has one of the real blazing fastballs in baseball. His record in 1955 was 10-4. He delivers a curveball that's outside for ball two. 2-0 to Hank Bauer, who now steps out. We're in the last half of the first inning, no score. The Dodgers have their outfield shaded around the left. Deep in left field, Junior Gilliam. Duke Snyder's over in left center. And moving over in right center is Carl Frillo. So they're leaving the right field corner wide open. The left side of the infield is playing back. Jackie Robinson drops back 5-6 steps to third base. After the All-Star game, Billy Lowes won one and lost two. And he's ready with a two-ball pitch. A ground ball hit the left side. Slow roller rolls foul. And Frankie Cossetti moves over to field that one. He's coaching at third base for the Yankees. Bill Dickey is coaching at first. So it's 2-1. Hank Bauer steps back in. Looks down now to Frankie Cossetti coaching at third. The wind blowing in. It's kind of a varying wind. It's blowing in from center field. We're in the last half of the first. No score. Here's Billy Lowes, the right-hander, into his windup, delivers a fastball that's just inside, ball three. 3-1. Lowes, just 25, has his birthday, like the Yankee pitcher Tommy Byrne, in December. He looks into Roy Campanella. Campanella giving him the sign of, come on, Billy, get the ball in there. And he's ready. The 3-1 pitch is swung on a ground ball to the left side, by two in the left field. And it's a base hit for Hank Bauer. The throw by Junior Gilliam is into Pee Wee Reese, playing back on the edge of the outfield grass. And Hank Bauer has the first base hit of the second game of the World Series. And the Yankees have a runner at first base, and the batter now is Gil McDougall. Gil had 1 hit and 4 times at bat in the first game of the World Series yesterday, batting .285 in the regular season right-hand batter. Steps out, knocks a little dirt out of his cleats. And he's ready. Gil McDougall digs in now on his right foot, bends at the waist, gets a curveball that's inside for ball one. Lowes, wearing number 30, goes back to the rosin bag on the back of the mound. The outfield straightens up for Gil McDougall. The first baseman, Gil Hodges, holding against the runner. Bauer jumps off to a lead. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. There's a throw it out of first. Back safely is Hank Bauer. Roy Campanella. Pumping that ball down there. So the count is 1-1. Gil McDougall is the batter. And there's nobody out. The Yankees have a runner at first. We're in the last half of the first inning. Lowes checks his runner at first. Bauer leads away. The pitch, a curve, swung on, missed. And it's 1-2. When Billy Lowes came back out of the service, he had gained a few pounds, and his fastball had added a little zip. He's always had a good curveball. And with the fastball, he can really pump it through there. He checks Bauer now, who leads away 5 steps. The 1-2 pitch, swung on, a ground ball foul. Down to Cossetti, coaching at third, makes a one-hand grab, gets a big hand from the folks here in Yankee Stadium. So it's a 1-2 count to Gil McDougall. No score in the ball game. We're in the last half of the first inning. The wind may be a big factor today. Yesterday's game was played for the first seven innings with just mild little zephyrs. And the later part of the game, we got some breeze. But today we have some breeze as we start. The 1-2 pitch is swung on foul back off the screening as Gil McDougal tried to get a hold of a fastball inside. So the count now is 1-2. On deck for the New York Yankees, Herb Norn. Lowe's versus Byrne. That's the pitching pair here today in Yankee Stadium. Now Lowe's looks into Roy Campanella. Jackie Robinson moves back at third. The outfield straight away. Bauer leads away. The pitcher, wide sweeping curve outside. Take it for ball two. So it's 2-2, and Campanella goes out in front of the plate. Throws that ball back to Billy Lowe's. Shots something out to him. Campanella trying to keep his pitcher alert. Lowe's standing out there in the mound now. Goes to the rosin bag, looks in to Roy Campanella, wearing number 39. Duke Snider is in center field, Junior Gilliam in left, and Bauer now leads away the 2-2 pitch to Gil McDougal. A curveball. It's over but high. Ball three. So it's a full count. Jackie Robinson moves in from third base to shout something over to Lowe's. Billy is sort of a nervous temperament or disposition. At least gives the impression to the casual observer. He looks in now, heaves a big sigh. Bauer leads away. There he goes, a 3-2 pitch is swung on a miss. The throw is down to second base. The tag is made and out at second and double play. Alert play by Roy Campanella, who can throw that ball. Throwing down to second base to Don Zimmer and getting Hank Bauer. So the Dodgers, who just one pitch ago looked like they might be in serious trouble, have wiped off two Yankees. And with two out, the batter's Irv Norton. Fine throw by Roy Campanella. Here's the pitch to Irv Norton, a fastball knee high for strike one call. Mr. Campanella has everybody buzzing here with that rifle arm of his in making that throw down second base. One strike count. Norn waiting, left-hand batter. Hit less than four times at bat yesterday. Lowe's with a let-up curve is outside. Corner for strike two. Had to wait for that pitch to come on and over the plate. It was really a blooper. And the fans, even if the seriousness of their rooting for their respective teams, get a boot out of that. Here's a two-strike pitch. A fastball drives them away. It's ball one. 1-2. The umpire at the plate today is umpire Lee Balafan of the National League, who is very deliberate and sure of his calls, as are all the umpires. There's a fly ball into left center field. Duke Snider moves back. He's got it, and that's all for the Yankees in the last half of the first inning. So for New York in the last half of the first, no runs, one hit, a single by Hank Bauer. There were no Dodger errors, and nobody was left on base. And so at the end of one inning of play, the score is Brooklyn nothing and the Yankees nothing. And the Brooklyn Dodgers now send up their number four hitter, Roy Campanella. Campy was hitless in five times at bat yesterday for the Dodgers. He did, however, in the ninth inning, give Bob Grimm and the Yankees, and also gave Whitey Ford, who was listening to the ninth inning in the clubhouse, quite a scare with a long drive he hit with a man on that was taken by Hank Bauer over near the wall. So Roy Campanella, wearing number 39, steps in, right-hand batter, Tommy Byrne, who retired the first three members of the Dodgers in the first inning with a strikeout to Gilliam and a fly ball by Reese and Snider. Now looks into Campy. He rocks into motion. Here's the first pitch to Campanella. It's outside. Curveball. Ball one. The outfield playing straight away for Campanella with Gil McDougal at third base and backing up a few steps. Rizzuto deep and short. Burns ready. There's a curve popped up and moving over into foul territory near the Dodger dugout as Gil McDougal still coming on. He has room and he's got it. So Campanella fouls out to Gil MacDougall. And the Dodgers have one out in their half of the second inning. It brings up now Carl Perillo. Carl yesterday had 3-for-4. He had a home run for the Dodger cause. He had a single in the fifth, a single in the eighth. He struck out in the ninth inning with a man on, and he walked in the third inning. But his home run was a slasher down the right field line, hitting to the opposite field. Carl was number six, stands deep in the box, feet not too far apart, swings over a close stance. The outfield plays him straight away. Tommy Byrne looks into Yogi Berra. He's ready to work. The left arm comes around. There's a curveball that breaks just inside for ball one. Tommy plants that left foot right up there on the extreme left side of the rubber as he faces the batter to the extreme right side as we face the pitcher. He's ready to work, and the one ball pitch is on its way, and it's a curve that gets the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Carl Perillo backs out, rubs his hands, looks down at Jake Fittler coaching at first base. We have a scoreless ball game. We're in the top half of the second inning of the second game of the World Series. Here's the next pitch by Byrne, a fastball that breaks low and outside for ball two, and it's a 2-1 count. The outfield straightaway. MacDougall backs up a few steps at third now, and Byrne delivers. There's a curveball that hangs outside for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Three and one. On deck for the Dodgers, Gil Hodges, wearing number 14. Tommy Byrne with a 3-1 pitch on its way. Gets a curveball in too close for ball four. And Carl Perillo is on. So Perillo trots down to first base, and Joe Collins moves inside. Collins holding inside to the runner, and the big man, Gil Hodges, right-hand batter, had one hit and four times at bat in the first game. Gil had a single in the fifth inning. Also swings over a closed stance. His right foot very much back on the right deep restraining line. His left foot about cut the heart of the plate. First pitch by Byrne, a fastball inside and high for ball one. So the Yankee coach, Jim Turner, shouts something out of encouragement to Tommy Byrne. The Dodgers, along their bench, are shouting encouragement up here now to Gil Hodges. Carl Perillo jumps off to a lead. Collins on the inside. Here's a pitch. A curveball. It's through there for strike one. One ball, one strike. One out. We're in the top of the second. Scoreless ball game. Jackie Robinson moves into the on-deck circle. At first base is umpire Jim Honichick. At second is umpire Frank Descoli of the National League, and Bill Summers of the American League working at third. Ready now, Tommy Byrne stretches, checks his runner. There he goes, and a swing and a fly ball hits into short right field. Hank Barr moves in four or five steps. The runner moving back to the first, and the catch is made. So Hodges pops up into short right field with Barr moving in about 20 steps back from the edge of the infield to make the catch. And we have two out, a runner at first base, and Jackie Robinson is the batter. Jackie Robinson, wearing number 42, steps in. He had one hit and four times at bat in yesterday's game. Jackie stands flat-footed, deep in the box, and he almost has an open stance. It's halfway between closed and being open. The outfield straightaway, the first pitch by Byrne, a curveball high and outside. Berra bluffs a throw down to Collins at first, and Perillo moves back. The Dodgers have a runner at first. Carl Perillo getting on a walk, the first given up by Tommy Byrne. The left-hander looks in now to Yogi Berra. Perillo strolls away from first. The pitch, there's a swing and a fly ball. Hit in the left center field, shallow center field, and moving in is Elson Howard, and Norn, and Rizzuto makes a catch between them. Bill Rizzuto, who is running away from the infield, facing out of the direction of left center field, was watching as if he was going to let Howard or Norn make the catch, and they both stop, and he just reached up like a football in, going out for the touchdown pass and made the catch. So the Scooter makes the play, and for the Dodgers in the second inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. And at the end of one and a half innings of play, the score is Brooklyn nothing, the New York Yankees nothing. Moving in now for the New York Yankees as they come up for their wraps here in the last half of the second inning is Yogi Berra. Yogi had 1-for-3. Lowe's delivers a swing and a foul. The ball goes out of play on top of the roof of the third deck back of the Dodger dugout. Berra, with 1 out of 3 yesterday in the regular season, was batting .272. Yogi had a single yesterday in the sixth inning, walked in the eighth. Keeps stroking that bat. Feet close together, left-hand batter. The outfield full of the right. The next pitch by Billius. Hits Yogi Berra, and down he goes. The fastball, Lowe's shouting, look out. Berra trying to duck out of the way of it. And Lowe's now comes over to ask Yogi if he's all right. Yogi says, yes, fine. He starts down to first, hit by a pitch. So the Yankees have a runner on at first base, Yogi Berra. There must be easier ways to get on. Coming in is Joe Collins, who was the batting hero for the New York Yankees yesterday in 2 hits and 3 times at bat, both home runs. Collins, wearing number 15, deep in the left-hand batter's box, takes a curveball that breaks a little high and inside for ball one. Collins wears a short ankle guard made very similar to a catcher's shin guard, but only about 10 inches high to protect his right instep in the event of a foul down on his foot. Jackie Robinson's in close to third. The outfield around the right. There's a fastball. Pops up. Coming back and out of play. No chance for Roy Campanella. The count is 1-1. Yogi Berra on at first. The ball, that pitch hit him on the left arm. Seems to be all right. Duke Snider is way around in right center field, deep in right field, about 3 steps away from the wall is Carl Frillo. Junior Gilliam is brought over and shallow in left center. Robinson shaded over towards the shortstop position. There's a curve that's one and a miss, and it's 1-2. Good curveball by Billy Lowe's, and Joe Collins had a good riffle at it. On deck for the Yankees, Elston Howard. No score. We're in the last half of the second inning. The Yankees have 1 hit. A leadoff single by Hank Bauer in the first inning. But he died as McDougal struck out and a beautiful throw by Campanella. Side for a 2-2 count. Lowe's again goes back to the rosin bag. He keeps popping that ball in and out of his glove. Roy Campanella standing there, waits for Collins to step back in. Joe stands as far back as it is legally possible in that batter's box. Feet close together, strides into the ball. Then at the waist, there's a curveball that he swings down and misses for strike three. So Collins strikes out. And that is the first strikeout, second strikeout for Billy Lowe's. McDougal was the first in the first inning. And he has racked up 2 strikeouts. And it comes at a very opportune time for Billy Lowe's. Well, Elston Howard steps in. He had 1-for-3, a home run. The right-hand batter takes a curve on the outside corner, belt high, strike one. Howard almost covers the diagonal line, if you could presume one would be drawn from the corners. His left foot up in the right front corner, his left foot back in the left rear corner. Takes a fastball inside, and it's 1-1. The outfield shaded just a few steps over in left center field with Duke Snider over. Junior Gilliam around in left. And over in right center field is Carl Frillo. Left side of the infield for the Brooklyn Dodgers is deep with Robinson at third. Pee Wee Reese at short. Yogi Berra leads away from first. Lowe's checks him. The pitch is a curve that sweeps a little outside. 2-1. Good curveball, and with that blazing fastball that Billy Lowe's has, it's little wonder that he was a very important member of Walt Olson's staff in the 1955 campaign. He's ready now, checks Berra, delivers, there's a curve that sweeps just over but high, and it's 3-1. Lowe Collins, a little perturbed with himself for getting that curveball up too high, throws in, kicks the mound a little, slows it out now, and goes back, gets a little Rosman, and is back up on the hill. Three balls, one strike. Howard wearing number 32, waving that bat. Stokes about 1 inch away from the end of the handle. Yogi Berra jumps off to a three-step lead away. Here's the pitch. It's a curveball. It's on the outside corner for strike two call. Umpire Lee Balafant took a real good look at that pitch. So Howard's count is the same as his number. The wind is blowing in from left center field in the direction of the plate. Billy Lowe's now with a 3-2 count with Yogi Berra running, delivers a swing and a miss, a throw down to second is Zimmer. He drops the ball. Roy Campanella made a great throw down to second base. And it's an error. Charge to the second baseman. Yesterday's ball game had one error. And that was charged to the Yankees, to Gil McDougall. Today's ball game has one error, and it's charged to the second baseman for Brooklyn, Don Zimmer. So Yogi Berra's on at second, two outs. Here's Billy Martin. First pitch, a fastball, strike one, fell high on that outside corner. That ball really hopped in there. So the Yankees have a runner on at second in Yogi Berra. And Roy Campanella had another fine throw down at second. The outfield straight away. Lowe's looks back to Berra. He takes his foot off the rubber now, goes back to get a little rod. Well, we... Umpire Frank Descoli, back of second base, holding his hands up, signifying that umpire Lee Balafant has called time. Now time is back in. Lowe's checks the runner, Berra. Billy Martin, bat at the waist, again steps out as Yogi taking too big of a lead. And Billy Lowe's not wanting to have that much of a lead. Steps off. Dee Reese motions in to Lowe's. Go ahead and pitch. Outfield with Duke Snyder in center, Junior Gilliam in left, Carl Frillow. They're all poised. There's a curveball that's outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Billy Martin is the batter, and Martin had 2 for 3. Yesterday, Billy had himself a single and a triple. Martin holding that bat right on the end, back of his right ear. Rested on his right shoulder now as he looks out to Lowe's. Here's the 1-1 delivery, a swing and a foul coming back in the press box. And while we wait for a new ball to come in, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. Billy Martin is back in, and a new ball has gone out to Billy Lowe's, and Roy Campanella has gone out to have a little chat. Pee Wee Reese moving in to make sure that he's well posted on what's going on. One ball, two strikes, two out. We're in the last half of the second inning. Here's the pitch to Billy Martin, a curveball way outside. 2-2, Campanella moving to his right, blocking that ball to keep it from getting away. Berra is bothering Lowe's just a little bit as he continues to move up along that line. All right, Lowe's takes his stretch, delivers a curve that's outside for ball three, and it's a full count to the right-hander, Billy Martin, who now looks down at Frankie Corsetti. Corsetti clapping his hands, trying to give Martin encouragement. Berra got on, hit by a pitch ball. Collins struck out and Howard struck out. And Campanella almost had Berra double at second, but Zimmer dropped the ball. All right, Berra leads away. The 3-2 pitch. He swung on and missed, strike three. So Billy Lowe's strikes out Collins, Howard, and Martin after hitting Yogi Berra. And in the second inning for the New York Yankees, no run. No hits, one error, and one man left on. And at the end of two innings of play, the score is Brooklyn nothing, New York Yankees nothing. We are going to have a change in the Yankee lineup. Bob Serve is moving into center field. Irv Norn is going out into left field. And Elston Howard is moving over to right field. And we'll have to check and see where they're going to bat. Howard will probably stay in his original position, and Bobby Sturve will probably hit in Bauer's spot. So Bob Sturve goes to center field. Elson Howard is in right field. And in left field is Irv Norn. We've had no explanation as yet why the change is being made. Leading off for the Brooklyn Dodgers as they try to open up this ball game in the top of the third inning will be Don Zimmer. Zimmer, the second baseman, wears number 23. In yesterday's game, Don got himself a bloop single in the second inning, drove in a run, and he drove in another run for the Dodgers in the eighth inning with a sacrifice fly. So he was actually one for two. Off to do a walk. The announcement being made that Bob Sturve has gone to center field. In left field is Irv Norn. And in right field, Elson Howard. Tommy Byrne is ready, delivers a curve that's popped up and is going to go out of play into the upper deck. Don Zimmer taking a swing at a curveball, breaking in on his hand, fouls it out of play. And it's one strike. No score. Tight pitcher's battle as Tommy Byrne, the veteran of many years in the baseball campaign, goes against a comparatively youngster, Billy Lowe's. Byrne has been very tough. He has walked only one man, the only Dodger to reach first base. There's a fastball outside, and it's one ball, one strike. Here's the next pitch, and it's a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. One ball, two strikes. The announcement's been made that Hank Bauer pulled a muscle in his thigh going into first base when he had to slide back on the throw over by Lowe's, and he's also suffering from a heavy cold. There's a curve that is on the outside corner for strike three call. So Don Zimmer is called out on strike. That is the second strikeout for Tommy Byrne. And the leadoff batter for the Brooklyn Dodgers in the third inning, batting in the number eight spot, Don Zimmer, is called on a strike. Billy Lowe's, the pitcher for the Dodgers, gets a great hand. Lowe's has a .500 batting average in the series with three hits and six times at bat. He also has one series stolen base. He's a right-hand batter, big, tall youngster, and he gets a fastball outside by Tommy Byrne for ball one. The outfield for the Yankees playing straight away. Lowe's is more of a slash hitter. Takes a swing and hopes to get one. He swings on this one, hits it in a right field foul, going into the lower deck, bounces off the facing out there, bounces downstairs. And it was a real scramble by the fans to try and get a souvenir. One ball and one strike. On deck for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Junior Gilliam. The Yankees have Gil McDougall at third base, Phil Rizzuto at shortstop, Billy Martin at second, Joe Collins at first, with Irv Norn in left field now, Bob Sturve in center, and Elson Howard in right field. That change was made at the start of this inning. There's a curve, a ground ball hit the left side, one hop to Phil Rizzuto, fires it over to first, and it's in time for the out. And Billy Lowe's went rolling down that line. He was really puffing with all he was worth. So the out is 6-3, short to first. There's two outs. And it brings up Junior Gilliam. Gilliam struck out in the first inning. So Tommy Byrne continues to display his ability. And Gilliam, a right-hand batter now, waits as a curveball misses outside for ball one. Outfield playing straight away for Gilliam. Wind blowing in. Byrne is ready. Left arm comes around with a fastball that's just a little outside, and he wants a new ball. Two balls to count. Gilliam takes a flash down to Billy Herman, coaching at third. We have a scoreless ball game. And we are privileged to be speaking on behalf of the Gillette Safety Razor Company of Boston, who bring you the World Series as a gesture of thanks for the wonderful support of their product. Tommy Byrne now goes to the rosin bag, back of the mound. Looks over to Gil McDougal at third base. Now looks into Yogi Berra. Berra's down, giving the sign. Here's the two-ball pitch to Gilliam. It's a fastball on the outside corner, strike one. So it's now two balls, one strike. And the captain of the Dodgers, Pee Wee Reese, is on deck. Byrne is ready once again. He comes around with a fastball, driven into left field, going back for it. Is Irv Darn moving over to his left, still going back. He's got it. So Gilliam drives a fly ball deep to the left field for the final out. And in the third inning for the Brooklyn Dodgers, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. At the end of two and a half innings of play, the score is the Brooklyn Dodgers nothing, the New York Yankees nothing. Phil Rizzuto steps in now for the Yankees in the last half of the third inning. Scooter has made one very outstanding play so far today when he moved out in between left and center field to make a football catch of Robinson's pop. Here's the first pitch to Phil. He swings. There's a line drive in the left field going over Junior Gilliam. It bounces in the corner. Rizzuto makes the turn at first, holds halfway between second, and scoots back to first. Rizzuto laying that ball in the left field, bounced off the corner, and Gilliam played it beautifully, holding the scooter to first base. And Phil now is on at first. That is the second hit off Billy Lowe's. And for the third time, the Yankees get the lead man on base. In the first inning, Bauer single to open the ball game. McDougal struck out, and Campanola, the great throw down to Zimmer, doubled Bauer. Then Norton flied to center. In the second inning, Lowe's hit Yogi Berra, and then Lowe's settled down, struck out Collins, Howard, and Martin. And here in the top, in the last of third for the New York Yankees, Rizzuto leads off with a single, and Tommy Byrne, who's also a pretty capable swinger of that big stick, steps in. Jackie Robinson, the third baseman for the Dodgers, moves in on the edge of the infield grass. First pitch to Byrne, a fastball, is inside for ball one. The outfield has Duke Snider three steps over in right center. Frillo deep in right. Gilliam protecting in left. All right. Rizzuto leads away from first. He pitches a curveball in the inside corner to Byrne, one and one. Tommy Byrne wearing number 23. Batting from the left side. And he loves to swing that bullet. There goes Rizzuto. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit foul down the third baseline. And Rizzuto really kicked up a storm of dust down there when he went sliding in. The scooter practically had that base stolen. Byrne trying to protect him. Took a swing at the ball and hit it foul down the third baseline until Rizzuto comes back to first. He gets a big hand from the fans for a fine slide. And there's a towel going out to Phil to get some of that dust out of his eyes. He looked like he was really digging for goal, going into second. But he's all set. Gil Hodges on at first, holding against the runner, Phil Rizzuto. Tommy Byrne is the batter, and the outfield shades around the right for him. One ball, two strikes. Rizzuto leads away again. Here's the pitch to Byrne. A fastball outside, two and two. Lowe's really firing at ball two there now. Byrne again looks down to Frankie Crosetti. Roy Campanella down, giving the sign. Rizzuto jumps off to a three-step lead away from first. The pitch to Byrne. A fastball, and it's outside for ball three. And Billy Lowe's, who has seen that 3-2 count up on the scoreboard a few times in the very early innings here of this ballgame, now is faced with a 3-2 count again. On deck for the Yankees will be Bob Serb, who takes over for Hank Bauer in the batting order. There's a ground ball to the right side. Zimmer backs up the throw. That's the second double play for the Dodgers. Bob Serve is in there. First pitch is outside, ball one. Serve is a big, powerfully built fella. Looks like somebody chopped off the legs of a baby grand piano and planted them under that big frame of his. He's well built, looks like a fullback. And this is his first World Series appearance. One ball, one strike, two out. Billy Lowe's into his windup, delivers a fastball. It's inside for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Well, the Dodgers are really getting everybody muscling around here with their superb play when they get into a little bit of a spot. And before the ball game, talking down to manager Walt Alston, said he felt his team was fairly relaxed. There's a swing and a foul coming back up here, and the count remains 1-2. The Dodgers have been able to come up with a very alert defensive play, even though the Yankees have put the lead on man in each of the three innings on base. So they have two out, nobody on, and Bob Serve with the 1-2 count takes a curveball, strike three. And he knew it, and he just started walking. So Billy Lowe's gets his fourth strikeout, fifth strikeout, three in the second, one in the first, and one here in the third, which gives him a total of five strikeouts in the ball game. And for the Yankees in the third inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. So at the end of three innings of play, the score, Brooklyn Dodgers, nothing, and the New York Yankees, nothing. Leading off for the Brooklyn Dodgers as we move into the top of the fourth inning is the captain of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Pee Wee Reese. Tommy Byrne has allowed only one Dodger to reach first base, and that was the walk given up to Carl Frillo. Reese flied to right field his last time up. The outfield playing straight away. Dorn in left, Serve in center, Howard in right. Into the windup is Byrne, and the first pitch is a curveball. It breaks over for a strike. Tommy Byrne has been superb. He has struck out two. He has walked only one. And the only base on balls given up was the
swinging a line drive into right field. And there's the first hit off Tommy Byrne. Going on to second now is Reese. The throw is made to second and too late. And Reese has a two-base hit. The first hit of Tommy Byrne has been grabbed by Pee Wee Reese. And the Dodgers have a runner on at second. Nobody out, and Duke Snyder's the batter. That ball was hit right into the corner. Elston Howard had to move over, play it off the wall, and Reese never hesitated for a moment. He just lowered his head, turned on the gas, and he moved all the way into second base. Well, Duke Snyder, his last time up, fly to right field. The Yankees moved their infield back on the right side. Martin playing back to one step off the edge of the outfield grass. Collins deep at first, about three steps off the line. The outfield pulled around the right with Serve in right center. Howard back near the wall in right field. The first pitch, he drops the bunt and it's foul. The Duker trying to push a little bunt along that third baseline with McDougal playing back a few steps. Pee Wee Reese and Phil Rizzuto, two of the smallest men of the participating teams in the series, and both of whom have participated in a great many of previous series games, exchanging little ideas of strategy. I'll bet. Reese leads away, three steps away from second. Byrne looks in to Yogi Berra, ready to work the one-strike pitch. It's taken by Snyder. It's up high for a ball. 1-1. No score, but the Dodgers here in the fourth inning, the top of the fourth, are threatening. They have only one hit off Tommy Byrne. The Yankees have two hits off Billy Lowe's, a single by Bauer, a single by Rizzuto. But both Lowe's and Byrne have been equal to the occasion. The next pitch to Snyder is a curveball as he swings down, fouls, going out of play. The wind will carry that in the upper deck. It bounces downstairs and taken by a fan. 1-2. Breeze up high is rather strong.
down on the playing field would not have too much effect. But up above the reaches of the third deck, there's evidence of good strength in it. The velocity would be approximately 9-10 miles per hour. Tommy Byrne looks into Yogi Berra as Pee Wee Reese leads away from second base. And the Yankees look in now to see what Yogi Berra is going to call for. The 1-2 pitch to start is full on, driven into right field. It's going in the corner. It is in there for a base hit. Here's Reese taking the turn at third. He's coming on the throws to second. Rizzuto has it wide, and he's out at second base. So Snyder, with a single into right field, drives in the first run of the second game of the World Series. And the second hit off Tommy Byrne. And he is out trying to go to second on a throw from Elston Howard to the shortstop, Phil Rizzuto. And it goes 9-6 if you score with it. But the Dodgers have a run in. Jake Pittler now goes out to talk to umpire Augie Donatelli, who is the umpire along the right field line. And I'm sure that there was no question in Jake Pittler's mind. Just wanted to make sure that he was understanding the signs that umpire Augie Donatelli was giving out there on balls that were hit close to the foul line. So the Dodgers break out on top 1-0. And they repeat their performance of yesterday, in which they broke out on top in the second inning. One ball is outside. Roy Campanella is the batter. Campy coming up now with one out, nobody on. Tommy Byrne working out there for the Yankees, delivers, and there's a curve that's just outside for ball two. So Roy Campanella, who fouled out to Gil McDougall in the second inning, who has yet to pick up the hit in the World Series of this year, keeps waving that bat. He has an open stance. He's been at the waist. Byrne delivers a curve that hangs outside for ball three. So perhaps the shock of the first two hits picked off by the Dodgers has upset Tommy Byrne. He turns his back to the batter, looks out to center field, and sees Bob Serve out there. Over in left field, he has Irv Norn, and in right field, he has Elston Howard, which is a change from the original lineup. Howard started in left, Norn started in center, and Bauer started in right. But Hank Bauer had to retire because of a pull leg muscle. The 3-0 pitch to Campanella is outside, a fastball, ball four. And Campanella walks down to first. That's the second base on balls given up by Tommy Byrne. And the Dodgers have a runner on at first. And it brings up Carl Furillo, who walked in the second inning. Furillo had 3-for-4 yesterday for Brooklyn, drove a big home run. No activity as yet in the Yankee bullpen, which is in the runway between the extreme end of the right field stands and the beginning of the right center field bleachers. Carl Furillo, right-hand batter. Strong, powerfully built, holds the bat right on the end, looks out, Byrne delivers. There's a curveball that breaks inside and low for ball one. Furillo looks down at Billy Herman, who's looking in to manager Walt Alston. Manager Alston running the team from the bench, as does Casey Stengel of the Yankees, and relaying to the third base coach. Byrne checks his runner, delivers. There's a swing and a fly ball hitting the left field. Coming on is Irv Norn, going out is Phil Rizzuto. Norn, shading his eyes with his glove, moves under it and makes the catch. So we have two outs as Carl Furillo hits a high fly ball into left field, taken by Irv Norn. And with two outs, the batter now is Gil Hodges. Hit a fly ball into right field in the second inning. One hit in four times as bad in yesterday's game. He's now 1-for-5. The Dodgers are leading 1-0. On a double by Pee Wee Reese here in the fourth inning, a single by Duke Snyder. Roy Campanella leads away from first. The pitch to Hodges, the fastball outside for ball one. Tommy Byrne doesn't seem to be too disturbed now. He has apparently gotten over the shock of those two smashing hits that went ringing out there
Happy jumps off to a lead. The pitch is swung on. Here's the drive. Deep to the left. Center field going back for it. Deserved or back near the curve of the track. He's got it. And Gil Hodges gave that ball a good ride. Taken by the left fielder for the New York Yankees, Herb Norn, for Brooklyn in the fourth inning. One run from two hits. No errors. One man left on base. And at the end of 3.5 innings of play, the score, Brooklyn Dodgers 1, the New York Yankees nothing. The Dodgers now, with a one-run lead over the New York Yankees, I'm sure are thinking the same thoughts that are going through the minds of everybody here. Can the one run hold up against the New York Yankees? Yesterday, Brooklyn jumped off to a two-run lead in the second inning, but the Yankees came bouncing right back to tie it up. And so the big question will not be resolved until the final out of this ball game. Leading off for the New York Yankees, Gil McDougall. He struck out his last time up. Billy Lowe is the right-hander on the mound, delivers the fastball outside for ball one. The outfield playing straight away and deep in all field for Gil McDougall. Left field is Gilliam. Lowe's delivers. There's a swing and a line drive. Hit out into right center field. And three hops to Carl Perlow. And Gil McDougall gets his second hit of the series, a single into right center field. And the Yankees, for the fourth time today, get the first man up on base. And for the fourth time this afternoon, the Brooklyn Dodgers are faced with the same problem. They have done it successfully in the first three innings. Bauer in the first inning led off with a single, and the Dodgers got out of the jam. In the second inning, Yogi Berra hit by a pitch. Lowe struck out the side. In the third inning, Rizzuto led off with a single, but Byrne hit into a double play, and Bauer, or Serve, who replaced Bauer, struck out. The batter's Herb Norn takes a swing and slashes a foul in the lower deck out in left field. So it's one strike. Billy Lowe's has given up three hits. He has not walked a batter. He has struck out five, and he's hit one batsman. Jackie Robinson, the third baseman, moves in on the edge of the infield grass. Here's the pitch coming to Irv Norn. Leans away from a curveball breaking inside, and it's one ball, one strike. Nobody out. Gil McDougall is on at first. Gil Hodges holding against the runner. Bill Dickey clapping his hands, coaching down at first. Lowe's checked the runner at first. Here's the pitch, and there's a ground ball hit down. Grabbed by Hodges. Steps on first. The throw and the tag, and he's out. And that's the double play the hard way. That's the third double play for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Gil Hodges, that ball was just inside the line in fair territory. Right at the bag, he moved in two steps, scooped the ball up, stepped on first, and of course, stepping on first took the force off his second to throw. The Pee Wee Reese was in plenty of time, and he had plenty of time to tag the runner coming over McDougal. So the third double play for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and two out, nobody on. The batter's Yogi Berra. The pitch to Yogi, a fastball low and outside for ball one. Dodgers are giving their fans plenty to root for today. Here's a swing and a miss by Yogi Berra on a fastball. The Dodgers lead 1-2-0. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. One run, two hits, and one error for Brooklyn. No runs, three hits, nor errors for the Yankees. Next pitch, a changeup. Lined into left center field, and it drops in there for a base hit. Billy Lowe's tried to let up on Yogi Berra, and Berra popped it into left center field. That's the fourth hit. And while we wait for Joe Collins to step in, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. First pitch to Collins, a curveball breaking low and inside for ball one. Yogi Berra on at first. The outfield is pulled around to the right. Deep in right field is Carl Frillo, two steps away from the edge of the wall. In right center, Duke Snider. Lowe's delivers a curveball that breaks inside for ball two. 2-0. He comes down to the lower part of the mound, near the edge of the grass, takes the throw from Roy Campanella, goes back for a little rosin. Jackie Robinson is shaded over near the regular shortstop spot, playing about three steps off the edge of the infield grass. Manager Walt Austin moves him back four steps. Reese shaded over towards second. There's a curve that breaks inside and low for ball three. 3-0 to Joe Collins. Pee-wee Reese now moves in a few steps. The captain of the Dodgers shouts something over to his pitcher, Billy Lowe's. Lowe's has not walked a batter. He looks into Roy Campanella. Barra with a two-step lead away. The pitch is outside, ball four. And Collins gets the first walk, and the Yankees have runners at second and first, two outs. Jackie Robinson moves in from third base to have a chat with his pitcher. Yogi Berra on at second. Joe Collins on at first, and it brings up Elston Howard. Howard struck out in the second inning. Elston had one for three in yesterday's game, a rifle shot into the left field stands for a two-run home run. Two out, two on, and Billy Lowe's in a real jam now, looks into Roy Campanella. And the pitch is on its way. A curveball that catches the outside corner, strike one. Don Besson working in the Brooklyn bullpen. As manager Walt Austin looks from the top step of the dugout out to watch his young pitcher. Lowe's delivers. There's a line drive in the left field. Yogi Berra makes the turn at third. Here's Gilliam making a throw to the plate. The ball's coming in. It is taken too late. And Berra steps on the plate for the tying run. So the Yankees tie it up as Elston Howard comes through with a single into left field. At second base for New York now is Joe Collins. Elston Howard is on first. We have two out and the batter's Billy Martin. That is hit number five given up by Billy Lowe's. We're in the last half of the fourth inning. The score tied at one run. Here's the pitch to Martin. He checks his swing on a curveball, but catches the outside corner and strike one call. Lowe's has a great curve. The outfield playing straight away. Left side of the infield playing back. Collins leads away from second. Howard from first. The curveball sweeps way outside, 1-1. Roy Campanella going far to his right. The wind blowing in from left center field in the direction of first base. Lowe's looking in. He's in trouble. Here's the 1-1 pitch. It's a fastball hit down by Jimmy Reese on the left field. Collins making the turn at third. Coming on to the plate, Gilliam holds the ball and runs it back in. And the Yankees break out on top, 2-1. Billy Martin with a sharply hit ground ball. Pee-wee Reese broke to his right, dove for it, but couldn't get it. And now manager Walt Austin comes out of the Dodger dugout. The Yankees have runners on at second and first with two outs, and they have taken a 2-1 lead. Walt Austin, the manager of the Dodgers, standing out there on the mound, talking to Billy Lowe's, his pitcher, and Roy Campanella, his catcher. Jackie Robinson standing halfway between the mound and third, and they're going to leave Lowe's in. Jackie Robinson moves over near the mound now to shout some encouragement over to young Billy Lowe's. And the Yankees They send up a pinch hitter for Phil Rizzuto. In yesterday's ball game, Eddie Robinson came up to swing for Rizzuto. Billy Martin was on third, and Martin tried to steal home. Casey Stengel, up there on the top step of the dugout, is a master tactician, and he's always looking out to see what he's going to do, and the ball players are always turning to him. You know, Casey's players have a lot of respect for him, so they go along with him when he says to look sharp and feel sharp. You've got to be clean shaved. When Casey says that, he means shaved with the Gillette Super Speed Razor. Eddie Robinson is going to bat for Phil Rizzuto. So in the fourth inning, Eddie Robinson, big left-hand swinger, comes up to bat for Phil Rizzuto with two outs, two on, and the Yankees leading 2-1. Robinson in the regular season was in 88 games with 173 times at bat. He batted 208. Billy Lowe is now pitching to the left-hander. Delivers a pitch that hits Robinson in the back, and the bases are loaded. So it looks like Eddie Robinson is not going to get a chance to take a stroke at that ball. Yesterday, his possibilities of swinging were eliminated by Martin trying to steal the plate. And here today, he's hit by a pitch. Jackie Robinson moves over to talk to Billy Lowe's again. The Yankees have the bases loaded. And two men out. Elston Howard is on at third. Billy Martin is on at second. Eddie Robinson is on at first. And he is the second Yankee to be hit by Billy Lowe's today. He hits Barra. Jerry Coleman is coming on to run for Robinson. And Coleman will undoubtedly remain in the ballgame at shortstop. Tommy Byrne is the batter. He hit into a double play in the third inning. And he comes up here in the last half of the fourth inning. The Yankees leading 2-1 with the bases loaded. First pitch to Tommy Byrne is a curveball that breaks inside for ball one. Jackie Robinson in close at third with the left-hand batter up. Right side of the infield is deep. The outfield shaved around to the right. Howard at third. Martin at second. There's a swing and a smash right back over second base. And here is one run coming in. Billy Martin coming to the plate. And the Yankees have gone ahead 4-1. So Byrne flashes a two-run single over the pitcher's head out over second base. And the Yankees have broken the ball game wide open. And they now lead 4-1. That's the seventh hit off Billy Lowe's. And Walt Olson, the manager of the Dodgers, comes out again. And this time, he signifies that he is going to bring in a new pitcher. Byrne splashed that ball right back over the top of the head of Billy Lowe's. And so a single by Byrne brings two more runs in, and the Yankees have four runs from seven hits, no errors. The Brooklyn Dodgers have one run from two hits and one error. Don Messon, who worked in yesterday's ball game, is making the long walk in from the bullpen. Messon worked one and one-third innings yesterday, gave up no hits and no run. So, Billy Lowe's worked 3 2/3 innings. He is charged with 4 runs. He gave up 7 hits. He walked 1. He struck out 5. And he hit 2 batsmen. And he leaves two men on base. Jerry Coleman, who is running for Robinson, on at second, and Tommy Byrne, the pitcher, who will be at first. And the Dodgers now find themselves trailing by three runs. However, it is very early in the ballgame. Only the last half of the fourth inning. Billy Lowe is now leaving. And coming on is Don Besson. Besson is also a right-hander. And in the regular season, Don was in 24 ball games, started two, completing one. He worked 63 and one-third innings. He gave up 51 hits. He gave up 19 runs and 21 bases on ball, struck out 29. And his one-loss record during the 1955 campaign in the National League was 8-1. He's now taking his warm-up throws to Roy Campanella. Tommy Byrne, with a jacket on, moves on to first base. Jerry Coleman standing at second, watching. And Pee Wee Reese moves over to have a chat with Jackie Robinson. Roy Campanella decides that that ball is not to Besson's liking. So they throw it out. So Don Besson, the right-hander, is just about ready. And Bob Serb, who came on to play right field and move into center field for the right fielder Hank Bauer, taking over Bauer's position in the batting order, the leadoff spot, steps in. He struck out against Billy Lowe's. He's a right-hand batter. Besson looks in to get his time. The runners lead away. Coleman at second. Byrne at first. Here's the first pitch. A swing and a ground ball to the right side. Don Zimmer in with it. Makes the throw to Hodges at first, and the side is retired. So in the fourth inning, the Yankees send nine men up there. And the Yankees come up with four runs from five hits. There were no errors. And two men were left on base. And at the end of four full innings of play, the score, New York Yankees 4, the Brooklyn Dodgers 1. Jerry Coleman has gone out to play shortstop, replacing Phil Rizzuto. And the Brooklyn Dodgers now trail by three runs. We'll send up Jackie Robinson to try and do something about that three-run deficit here in the top of the fifth inning. Robinson has been up one time today, and he popped out to the shortstop, and Phil Rizzuto, who was then playing at short for the Yankees, went deep into left center field, made a football catch as Norn and Howard, who was then in left field, came on. So let's check the Yankee alignment for you. Norn's in left, serves in center, Howard's in right, McDougal at third, Coleman is now at shortstop, Billy Martin at second base, Collins at first, Tommy Byrne on the mound. And the first pitch to Jackie Robinson is a fastball, strike one call. The Yankees 4, the Brooklyn Dodgers 1, top of the fifth inning. Byrne is ready. Delivers a fastball in the outside corner for strike two call. Wind is still blowing in from left center field in the direction of first base. Tommy Byrne ready to work with the two-strike pitch to Jackie Robinson. Let up, curveball. He tries to hold up, fouls it along the first baseline, rolling over near Jake Fiddler. Joe Collins backhands it, throws it over to Tommy Byrne. So the count is two strikes. New York leading 4-1 with seven hits. They've committed no errors. The Dodgers have but two hits off Tommy Byrne. He has walked two and struck out two. He's ready now, pitching to Jackie Robinson, and it's a curveball that breaks a little on inside for a ball. 1-2. Robinson holding that bat right up the back of his right ear. Holds it high away from his head now. Takes a fastball. It's just inside for ball two. 2-2.
Jackie, as the pitcher is getting ready to deliver, holds the bat almost on his right shoulder, and then as the arm starts, Jackie moves his arms up with the bat, holds it up over his head. 2-2 pitch is a curve inside low for ball three. So the count is run full, 3-2. To the first man up for the Brooklyn Dodgers in the top of the fifth, Jackie Robinson, Don Zimmer on deck. The outfield playing straight away. Byrne reads his sign from Yogi Berra. The left side of the infield playing deep, and he delivers the payoff pitch, and it is a ball four. Jackie Robinson walks down to first base, and that is the third walk given up by Tommy Byrne. So the Dodgers have a runner on at first. Don Zimmer, right-hand batter, wearing number 23. Stockily built, about 5'10". Bent at the waist, holds that bat, choked about 2 inches at the end of the handle, bends his knees a little bit. The Yankees move Bob Serve over a few steps in left center field. Jackie Robinson jumps off to a two-step lead. There's a swing and a line drive in the left field. It's in it for a base hit. Robinson makes the turn at second, but holds as Norn makes the throwback to second. And that was quite a throw. Irv Norn coming up with an old trick, I think, that used to be one of Mel Ott's favorites. Looking to a base and throwing to another. So the Dodgers have the old pot boiling as they have a runner on at second and first. Nobody out. And Frank Kellert is coming up to bat for the pitcher, Don Besson. Kellert made an appearance yesterday. And he was at bat when Jackie Robinson stole home. Frank Kellert, right-hand batter. All slender. He steps in, and the Dodgers have two men on with nobody out. And the score is New York 4, Brooklyn 1. Three hits off Tommy Byrne. Jackie Robinson on at second. Zimmer's on at first. The left side of the infield for the Yankees has Gil McDougal, a third baseman, in a few steps. Here's the first pitch, a fastball that misses outside for ball one. And the hopes and the hearts of the Brooklyn fans beat a little quicker. There is no noticeable activity in the bullpen of the Yankees. The pitch is a curve outside for ball two. 2-0. Gary Coleman moves in from the shortstop position to have a chat with his pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Billy Martin moves over, standing by second base. Coleman may be exchanging many pleasantries of the day. Now he moves back to his position. Kellert, waiting patiently in the right-hand batter's box, stands deep, swings from a close stance, bends slightly at the waist, holds the bat right on the end. The runners lead away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the left side. In court is Gary Coleman. Throws it over to Martin for one. A throw to first. A double play. That one went 6-4-3. And Gary Coleman got rid of that baseball like he just grabbed a hot potato. Over to Martin and Marvin with the pivot. Over to first to Joe Collins. And the Yankees come up with their first double play of the day. Jackie Robinson moves over to third. So we have two out. Runner at third base, Jackie Robinson, and the batter's Junior Gilliam. Gilliam has struck out and flied to left field. The outfield playing him straight away. Byrne, the left-hander, delivers. There's a curveball that breaks low for ball one. Robinson stole home against Whitey Ford, and I presume Tommy Byrne's thinking of that now. Robinson comes up along the line a few steps. There's a swing and a ground ball to the left side. Through for a base hit. And here comes Jackie Robinson with the second run of the ballgame for the Dodgers as Gilliam comes through with his first hit in the series. A single into left field, driving in Jackie Robinson, and the score is now 4-2 with Tommy Byrne giving up his fourth hit. So the Dodgers have a runner on at first base in Junior Gilliam. Pee-wee Reese is the batter. Pee-wee had a double in the fourth. He flied to right field in the first inning. He's 1-for-2 today. Had 1-for-5 yesterday. Outfield straight away. Tommy Byrne checks Gilliam at first, delivers to Reese a curveball. It's over for a strike. Byrne working just a little more carefully now. Collins holding to the inside against Gilliam. Next pitch to Reese. He swings, hits a fly ball in right field. It's going to go out of play in the lower deck, back about 30 or 40 rows. So the count to the captain of the Dodgers is 2 strikes. And Gilliam, who wears his trousers up high around his knees, comes back and stands along with Joe Collins at first base. 2 strikes, 2 out, 1 on, and the score is now New York Yankees 4, the Brooklyn Dodgers 2, and we are in the top of the 5th inning. Gilliam jumps off to a 2-step lead. Collins waiting there as Byrne looks in to read his sign. Takes his stretch, looks to Gilliam, delivers, and it's a curveball. It breaks high and outside. 1-2. Byrne walking very slowly back up to the top of the hill. Pops that ball into his glove a few times. Now throws the rubber, looks in to Yogi Berra. The outfield straight away. Takes a stretch, looks to Gilliam, delivers, and the 1-2 pitch is fouled back as Pee Wee Reese tried to duck out of the way. And a nice catch made by a fan back of the box seats there in the mezzanine. Pee Wee Reese is still very much alive with a 1-2 count. And the Dodgers have trimmed the Yankee 3-run lead by 1. It's now 4-2. New York leading. Byrne very quietly looking into Yogi Berra. Once again, Gilliam with a little action moves away from first. The pitch to Reese is a curve over for a strike 3 call. And that was a beauty. Tommy Byrne racks up his 3rd strike out of the ball game, and for the Dodgers in the 5th inning, they get 1 run from 2 hits. They had no errors, and they left 1 man on base. So at the end of 4.5 innings of play, the score is New York Yankees 4, the Brooklyn Dodgers 2. And now to carry along on our Gillette coverage of the World Series, it is a real pleasure for me to turn our microphone over to a voice familiar to many across the nation, Al Helfer.
Thank you, Bob, and hi, everybody. Making his first World Series appearance for the Brooklyn Dodgers, left-hander Carl Spooner comes on now to try his luck. And before he gets started here in the last half of the 5th inning pitching Gil McDougall, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Carl Spooner out on the mound for the Brooklyn Dodgers, getting ready now to face Gil McDougall. The left-hander pitched in 29 ball games for the Dodgers this year. He started 14 all those ball games and completed 2. He came in several times in relief. As far as saving ball games concerned, he saved 2 and had an 8-6 record for the year. It's a little disappointing for Carl to quote him personally, but he said he had found several things this year that he knew had been bothering. So Carl Spooner's on. And it's he picking up the pitching burden for the Brooklyn Dodgers. As we go into the last half of inning number 5, it's a 4-2 ball game. The Yankees leading the Brooklyn Dodgers. The Yankees 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Brooklyn 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error.
From 2 hits, they had no errors, and they left 1 man on base. So at the end of 4.5 innings of play, the score is New York Yankees 4, the Brooklyn Dodgers 2. And now to carry along on our Gillette coverage of the World Series, it is a real pleasure for me to turn our microphone over to a voice familiar to many across the nation, Al Helfer.
Well, thank you, Bob, and hi, everybody. Making his first World Series appearance for the Brooklyn Dodgers, left-hander Carl Spooner comes on now to try his luck.
And before he gets started here in the last half of the fifth inning pitching Gil McDougal, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Carl Spooner out on the mound for the Brooklyn Dodgers, getting ready now to face Gil McDougal. The left-hander pitched in 29 ball games for the Dodgers this year. He started 14 all those ball games and completed 2. He came in several times in relief. As far as saving ball games concerned, he saved 2 and had an 8-6 record for the year. It's a little disappointing for Carl to quote him personally, but he said he had found several things this year that he knew had been bothering him. So Carl Spooner is on. And it's he picking up the pitching burden for the Brooklyn Dodgers. As we go into the last half of inning number 5, it's a 4-2 ball game. The Yankees leading the Brooklyn Dodgers. The Yankees 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. Brooklyn 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Gil McDougal struck out in the first inning. And the ensuing double play was the first one the Brooklyn Dodgers were able to pick up when Campanella fired down to get the runner, Hank Bauer, at that time, in the ballgame. McDougal came along then in the fourth inning and wrapped a single to right field. Spooner's first pitch is a fast curve that streaks over Denise for a right-hand hitter for strike one. So it's Carl Spooner on the mound now for Brooklyn behind the plate, Roy Campanella. Hodges, Zimmer, Reese, Robinson, the infield. Spooner kicks and throws what looks like a screwball on its outside. 1-1. Jim Gilliam remains in left field for Brooklyn, center field Duke Snider, right field Carl Furillo. The shadows are starting to fall here over the first base side of the playing diamond at Yankee Stadium. Fastball, Gil reaches for it and hits a high fly ball deep in the right field side. It's curving foul and goes into the seats. That sort of buzzed the fans here for a few minutes. McDougal wandering back now to the plate. McDougal will be followed by Noren and then by Yogi Berra. Up until the fourth inning, the great weapon for the Brooklyn Dodgers was the double play. They manufactured 3 of them behind the pitching of Billy Lowe's. And then when 2 were out in the fourth inning, the roof sort of caved in on the young right-hander. He was touched for 4 runs in the fourth inning. Spooner throws a big curveball, and it's in there nicely for called strike 3. So that's all for McDougal as he moves off. For Spooner, that's his first strikeout. Facing his first man. 1 out, and Irv Noren comes up. Irv sent a fly ball to center field in the first inning to close out the Yankees' chances. And then came along in the fourth and hit into a fast Hodges to Reese double play. Left-hand hitter. Having opened 2 this afternoon. Left side of the infield comes up a step or 2. Right side playing deep. Pulled to the line. Spooner's curveball is good at the knees. That's strike 1. In yesterday's ball game, Irv Noren went 0 for 4 and cracked into 2 double plays. He's hit into 1 of them today. Standing with an overly close stance at the plate, Spooner takes his time, then throws that sneaky fastball, and it's outside. 1-1 count on Irv Noren. He moved over to left field in the third inning when Hank Bauer pulled a leg muscle, had to leave the ball game. Spooner's curveball snaps off way outside and low. That's 2. 2-1. 4 Irv Noren, you would expect they would be playing him as a full hitter to right field, but it's just the opposite. They play him as punching in the left, give him a lot of right field line. Spooner's curveball is taken. Irv started to go for it and checked his swing. Donald Penn gave him the benefit of a doubt. So the count is 3-1 on Irv Noren. 1 out, the base is empty. Last half of the fifth inning, the Yankees lead in this second game of the World Series, 4-2. They won yesterday's ball game 6-5 in a thriller. Now Spooner ready. Comes down 3-1 with a fastball. It's way outside and gets back to the screen. Irv Noren is chasing down to first base. There's Campanella picking up, but Irv Noren on 4 is going to hold right on at first base. McDougal is called out on strikes. Irv Noren has walked. That's the second base on balls picked up here this afternoon by the Yankees. That brings up Yogi Berra. The Oak was hit by a pitch in the second inning, and in the fourth inning, placed a single ball at center field. He was moved around on a walk.
Collins, then the single by Howard. Score a run. Yogi, one for one this afternoon. Turns around and says something to Joe Collins, who is in the on-deck batting circle. One off, one on, last half of the fifth inning, and the pressure starts to mount again here at the Yankee Stadium as Carl Spooner checks his runner, delivers the play to soft curve, and it's in there at the waist first strike. The outfield, however, for Yogi Berra does span around the right and play him deep. Hodges holds the inside corner on Irv Noren. Down comes the pitch. Yogi takes a curve. It snaps off outside and low. One ball and one strike. Don Zimmer, the Dodgers second baseman, in the hole between first and second, pulled over a step or two towards second. Down comes the pitch. Curveball, reached for and hit back off second base, out into left center field for a base hit. Irv Noren is going to try to beat Gilliam Shaw to third. Robinson has the ball, puts it on the sliding Noren, and he's out. Yogi Berra, a single into left center field. Irv Noren makes it to second base on that single to left center and is thrown out by Jim Gilliam, the left fielder, to Jackie Robinson, the third baseman covering at the hot corner. So that's the first hit off Carl Spooner, but it ultimately results in the second out. The batter coming up now is Joe Collins. The Yankee first baseman, Collins, struck out in the second inning and walked in the fourth. He's 0 for 1. One thing you can say about Brooklyn this afternoon, they've given their pitchers some pretty good support. Coming up with double plays, coming up with the play that just happened. Curveball to Collins is low for ball one. The Yankees actually had their hammers out in the fourth inning when after two were out, Berra singled, Collins walked, Howard singled, Martin singled. Curveball swung on and missed. One ball, one strike is the count on left-hand batting Collins. Then when Robinson, in the fourth inning, batted for Rizzuto and was hit with a pitch Coleman ran for him, Byrne came along and singled a pair of runs in, and serve ended out the fourth inning. Ground ball to the right side, Zimmer. Fastball, reached for and punched foul. Back to the screen, just up over our Gillette microphones. So Collins' count now is a ball and two strikes. Last half of inning number five, two down, Berra at first base. Left-hander Carl Spooner getting his World Series baptismal here this afternoon. Young fellow checks his runner at first. Comes out of the plate to Collins with a fastball laid under the chin for a shave, and that's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. The outfield for Collins. Playing around right and deep. Crawford back almost on the red cinder track. In right field. Berra wanders away from first. Down comes the pitch. A slow curve is outside to Collins. Now we have a full count of 3-2. If Collins should get on, Justin Howard, who moved over to right field in the third inning, will be the batsman for the Yankees. 4-2. Favor of New York. Bill Dickey coaching behind first, talking it up big with Yogi Berra, Frank Corsetti waiting over third. Spooner delivers, fastball swung on and pop foul. This one will come back to the screen, just off to our right. Three balls, two strikes. Tomorrow it's figured that Bullet Bob Turley will open things for the Yankees at Ebbets Field. He'll go against either Padres or Erskine. Johnny's sitting out there in the Brooklyn bullpen, or was a few minutes ago. He may be used today. Spooner ready, and the pitch is swung on a miss as Yogi breaks. That's strike three, so that's all. Collins goes down swinging. On the fifth inning, no runs for the Yankees. They had one base hit. Yogi Berra a single into left center field. One man, Yogi Berra, was left on at first base. So the Yankees now have stranded four and going to bat five times. And the score at the end of five full innings of play here, the second game of the 55 World Series. The Yankees 4, the Dodgers have 2. Now we move into the top half of the sixth inning. And the first man up for the Brooklyn Dodgers will be Duke Snider. He He's had one base hit today, and that base hit rifled into right field behind Reese's double, which came in the fourth inning. Got in one of the two Brooklyn runs. Snyder flied to right the first inning to retire the side. So Tommy Byrne comes back to the mound now for the Yankees. Leading 4-2 over Brooklyn. Snyder, Campanella, and Ferrillo coming up in that order. Byrne signifies he's ready. Let's check the Yankee infield and outfield for you. On the mound is Tommy Byrne for the Yankees. Behind the plate is Yogi Berra. Joe Collins at first, Billy Martin at second. Jerry Coleman is at shortstop. At third is Gil McDougall. Out in left field is Irv Noren. Bob Serve is in center. Elston Howard is in right. Now the plate umpire, Lee Ballantyne, is called for the batter, and Duke Snyder, kicking the mud out of his spikes, comes up to the plate. Duke hit a tremendous wallop here yesterday up into the third tier behind right field for his sixth home run in World Series play to establish a new record for National League batsman. Swings on his pitch and doesn't get it. Strike one. Snyder with that overly closed stance, right foot forward to plate. Byrne throws him the fastball, and Snyder cuts and misses this one. That's strike two. Ready for the 0-2 delivery. Whistles it in there, and Snyder after it hits a bounding ball to the right side. Martin along the rim of the grass and right picks up close to first in time, and that's all for Snyder. One up, one down in the top of the sixth inning. Roy Campanella yesterday went 0-5. Today, Campanella is 0-1. His last time up came in the fourth inning, and he was walked. One of the three bases on balls given up by Tommy Byrne, who has been pretty stubborn here this afternoon. So Campanella is looking for his first series hit in 1955. Byrne ready. Pumps one time and delivers. And Campy watches a fastball. Miss outside for ball one. Byrne checks around at third to see where McDougal is playing. And Gill is deep behind third. Pulled down close to the line. Eye moves up a step. Fastball is over at the knees on the outside corner. Right-hand batting Campanella has a count of one ball and one strike. The wind has died down to practically nothing right now. Byrne delivers a soft curveball, and Campy after it, topsy swing, and hits a slow roller in foul territory off to the left of the plate. There's no question as to what was in Campy's mind that time, was to get a hold of it, drive it as long, far, and deep as he could. Has leaned back and swung at that one. One ball, two strikes. The base is empty, one out, top of the sixth inning. Red Safety Razor Company, very happy to be sending the action to you from the Yankee Stadium in New York City. Byrne delivers one and two, and Campy, after a slow curveball, hits a foul off the third baseline. Count holds on Roy at a ball and two strikes. Spectator down along the third baseline, couldn't lean far enough over the lower railing to get that ball. Well, third base umpire Bill Summers finally came on and got it. Now we're ready to resume the action. Campy leaning over. Byrne delivers one and two, and Campy after hits a fly ball to right field. Elston Howard has the range. Wax Smith takes the ball, and we have a second out. Two down, top of the sixth inning. So far here in the sixth, Byrne has been able to silence the Dodger big guns. Carl Brillo, who was the hitting star for Brooklyn yesterday, or at least one of them, sort of had a first mortgage on Whitey Ford, got a home run and a couple of singles from Whitey. Today, Brillo has walked and has flied to left. He walked in the second and flied to left to commit the second out in the fourth inning. Byrne delivers him a soft curve, and Brillo after pops it up over near first base. Getting under this, Collins makes the catch, and the side is retired. Three up, three down as the Dodgers go quietly here in the sixth inning. Nothing across. It's the third inning in which they have popped up that way. And the score at the end of 5.5 innings of play remains the Yankees 4, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have 2. Now the last half of inning number six. Elston Howard, facing Carl Spooner, takes a fastball high for ball one. Howard, to be followed by Martin and then by Jerry Coleman, who will be coming up for his first at-bat. Spooner, in his second inning of relief, delivers. Curveball is swung on, hit on one hop to third. Robinson plays it flawlessly, fires to first base, and that's all for Howard. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Yankees leading it 4-2. Billy Martin has a run batted in today. Cracked a single to left field. Back in the fourth inning, drove in Collins. Struck out in the second inning. Right-hand hitter leaning over the plate. Spooner tries the overhand fastball. Misses outside with it for ball one. Yappy pops the middle of the target and Spooner works. Soft curve, swung and a miss for strike. One ball and one strike. One thing about Spooner, he gives you everything with just about the same motion. He's an easy working left-hander who throws a lot faster than you think. Great big curveball is high and outside. Martin's count is 2-1. He's the kind of guy the fellows around the trade call sneaky fast. 2-1 delivery now on Martin. It's a curveball. It's swung on and popped up off the first baseline. That's going to fade back to the crowd and go out of play. Right back at the Yankee dugout. Down on Billy Martin is 2 balls and 2 strikes. One out, last half of the sixth inning. The base is empty. The Yankees lead it 4-2. This burn has been rough when he's had to be. Martin pumping that bat back and forth. Has quite a spark plug, this fella. Spooner ready. The 2-2 pitch is made to the plate. It's high and outside for ball three. Spooner, a check of his outfield. Rubbing up a ball, palms of his hands. Now slips the mitt and is ready to go. Dallin Fant. Looking down at the shoulder of Campanella. Spooner pitches, 3-2, and it's swung on. There's a high pop foul coming back to the screen. That's going to drop to the screen. Count holds on Martin, 3 balls and 2 strikes. One out, last half of the sixth. The bases are empty, and the Yankees are leading 4-2 in the second game of the series. Tomorrow, these two teams move over to Ebbets Field to open at the same time as we opened here yesterday and today. Martin swings on a fastball and doesn't get it. That's strike three. So twice Billy Martin has been struck out. Spooner is all set now to work to Cole. Fires away. Let a fastball is high and outside. Down is 1 ball and no strikes. Counting up Spooner's strikeouts, he got McDougal in the fifth inning on a called strike and struck out Collins and struck out Martin. He has 3 strikeouts. We want to give him all the credit. Last ball inside off the fist to Coleman. Backs him off, and he takes ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Spooner tries again, drills this one through, right at the waist. 2 balls, 1 strike on right-handed batting Jerry Coleman. Coleman played in yesterday's ball game. He's up at bat one time and got no hits. Swings on a fastball and misses for strike two. Jerry went after one right under the letters. 2 outs for the Yankees here in the sixth inning. They have no base runners and they're leading the game 4-2. Spooner again gets his sign from Campy. Works 2-2 to the plate. Fastball swung on. Ball tip. Campanella holds it. That's strike three. Well, Carl Spooner comes out and spreads that strikeout stuff around. That's his fourth one. Here in the sixth, the Yankees go down with nothing across. Score at the end of 6 full innings of play now. The Yankees 4. And the Brooklyn Dodgers have 2. Tommy Byrne comes out now to work the top half of the seventh inning. He'll face Hodges, Robinson, and Zimmer. In that order, Your totals at the end of six innings for the now leading Yankees, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. For the Brooklyn Dodgers, 2 runs, 4 hits, and 1 error. Pitchers in the ball game for Brooklyn have been Lowe's going 3 2/3 innings. Don Besson pitching 1/3 of the fourth inning, and Carl Spooner on since that time. And he's been pretty rough. Speak about being rough. This guy, 35-year-old left-hander Tommy Byrne, has been real rough here this afternoon, too. Giving up 2 runs on 4 hits. Gil Hodges moving up to the plate. He's 0-for-2, a fly ball to right, and a well-hit fly ball to left field. Gil, a right-hand batter. Close stance, leans over. Byrne tries his fast curveball, and it's high and outside. 1 ball and no strikes on Gil Hodges. Byrne will throw you all that change-up stuff, set you up with it, and then hand you the fastball. 1-0 pitch. There's the fastball, and it's low. That's ball 2. Byrne standing out there now in the shadows of the light tower up back to first base. Makes a lot of shade work. Goes pitch to the plate, that misses outside and low for ball 3. So the count on Hodges now is 3-0. And in the late stages, Casey Stengel may be having someone warm up down in the Yankee bullpen. We'll try to check it for you. It's out of our sight, way down behind right field, back in a runaway chute. Byrne delivers 3-0, high for ball 4. Byrne passing his fourth man this afternoon. Jackie Robinson will become the batsman. Jackie himself walked back in the fifth inning. He was robbed of a base hit on a very well-played ball by Phil Rizzuto going back in left center field. And as Bob told you, Phil stayed away from it until the very last minute. When he saw the left and center fielders weren't going to be able to get in there in time, he just reached out and took it. Still gets around, that fella. Robinson 0-for-1. Right-hand batter who tripled up the left center field alley in yesterday's ball game. Byrne throws him a curve and snaps it in right off the fist. Nicely for a called strike. See some of the Dodger followers here at the Yankee Stadium starting to round up applause, trying to get a little fire lit under the Dodgers. Byrne delivers. Jackie Robinson trying to punt for a base hit, fouls it off. Who's trying to push that up the right side? No balls and 2 strikes. Ball clip behind. He wasn't trying to simply get Gil Hodges down to second. He's trying to get on. Strike 2 to count on Jackie. Collins continues to hold the inside corner on Hodges at first base. Yogi Berra stomps back behind the plate now. Will settle down to bump the side for Tommy Byrne. Upfield fan around the left and playing Robinson deep. There's that wind starting to kick up again, too, from behind left field. Now Byrne is ready. His 0-2 delivery after he checks Hodges. Throws the plate. Robinson reaches for an outside pitch and hits a fly ball to right field. Coming on is Elston Howard. It's an easy chance for him, and he's got it. Hodges holding on at first base. And Don Zimmer comes up to the plate. The fifth inning, Zimmer singled in the left field. He was called out on strikes in the third, so in this game, he's 1-for-2. Yesterday, Zim had a pair of runs batted in. One base hit, the sacrifice fly to deep center field. Byrne tries a curve on him, and Zim's after it and doesn't get it. Zimmer hitting right-handed. One out, one on, top half of the seventh inning. The Yankees lead it, 4-2. At twice as many runs, at twice as many hits. Slow curve. Zimmer lays off it, takes it low. 1 ball and 1 strike. The Yankees 4 runs on 8 hits. The Dodgers 2 runs on 4 hits. A
Zimmer moving a little farther forward at home plate now with an open to close stance. Hodges with one away takes a short lead at first. Collins holds him. Curveball to Zimmer is outside. Vera bluffs the throw to first, and Hodges comes back quickly. Two balls, one strike. The count on second baseman, Don Zimmer. Burren monkeying around. Now comes up top of the hill and gets himself set. Hodges waiting for him. Go into his position. Takes his lead. Pitch is made to the plate. Swung on and missed by Zimmer for strike two. Burn pulled a string on Zimmer that time. Had Don going for it. Two balls, two strikes. As the game wears on, Burn seems to be pacing himself more deliberately. Left-hander's ready. Hodges again strides away from first. Here's the pitch to Zimmer. It's swung on. A dribbler off the third base side kicks something and hits into the dugout of the Dodgers. So the count remains two balls, two strikes. Yogi Berra gets a new ball from plate umpire Ballantat. Fires it out to the mound. Hole number 23 out there. Who rubs it around, gets it ready. Burns still rubbing the ball. Trying to crease a few wrinkles into it. Visit the rosin bag and Tom's ready. Don Zimmer at the plate waiting for the 2-2 delivery. At first base is Gil Hodges. We have one out here in the top of the seventh inning. 4-2 the Yankees. Pitch is outside. A curveball just seemed to hang shoulder high. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch. Let's see what Hodges is doing. He's on the move. The pitch is swung on a miss. The strike three. There goes the throw down to Martin, and the tag is made to get Hodges for the double play. So the Yankees come up with their second double play of the afternoon. Don Zimmer strikes out. Yogi Berra's pay down to Billy Martin to get a pair. Oh, in the seventh inning for Brooklyn, despite the walk, nobody left on. There were no runs, there were no hits, there were no errors. All the score at the end of 6.5 innings of play. It remains the Yankees 4. The Dodgers have 2. Just about 1,000 more folks are looking on here this afternoon and witnessed yesterday's opener as Tommy Byrne comes to bat for the Yankees in the seventh inning. Our paid attendance here this afternoon, 64,707. Yesterday it was 63,896. At a total of 128,576. Tommy Byrne, who hit a two-run single up the middle in the fourth inning. Up there now, Spooner feeds him a curveball, and Burns after it and doesn't get it. That's strike one. Byrne cracked into a double play in the third and then hit his single in the fourth. So he's 1-for-2. 4-2 in favor of the Yankees as we go to the last half of the seventh inning. Spooner delivers. Byrne takes too much of a cutout and it's called against him. No balls, two strikes. Tommy tried to check his swing. The left-hand batter spun all the way around, trying to hold the bat. Now Spooner comes down with his 0-2 delivery to Byrne. Soft curveball. It's bounced off the rubber of home plate back toward the mound. Spooner says he'll take it. He does. Fires to first. And what a throw he made. Just in time to get burned by half spike. That guy Spooner can really throw that ball. That time there was no easy motion. Spooner just reared back and fired it. Now we have the first out here in the last half of the seventh inning. The batter is Bob Sir. Sets, delivers to Bob. Pitcher swung on a miss for a strike. Who's that sneaky fast one? Bob Serve came on in the third inning to play in center field.
given up a pair of times, struck out, and has bounced out to the right side. Spooner's fast pitch is laid through. Denise for strike two. As soon as we find out what happens with Bob Serb, we'll be able to identify the stations around the network. So hold tight, fellas. No balls, two strikes. Count on right-hand batting Bob Serb. Guys, muscles have muscles. Spooner delivers to him. The pitch is swung out. Head on one hop to deep short. Reese off to his right. Up with it. Throws over to first in time. And Serb is out. Nice play by Reese. So before McDougal comes up there, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
This is WGN Radio, Chicago, your exclusive World Series station.
Station in New York.
Two down in the last half of the seventh, no base runners. Gil McDougal up there now to face Carl Spooner. Young fella kicks and throws a soft curve in off the chest for ball one. Gil McDougal, featured in a double play in the first inning, striking out as the first part of an ensuing double play. A single to right field in the fourth, and then was called out on strikes in the fifth. Spooner works, an overhand pitch, it's slugged foul back to the screen. One ball, one strike to count on Gil McDougal. Should Gil get on, Irv Noren will follow. Spooner's done himself quite a job since having come on in the fifth inning. Carl works one and one. A slow curve. Shot and miss. Or strike two. That ball just seemed to hang way outside, and Gil was bound he was going to hit it to right field. Just reached out there and didn't get near it. Shows the importance of a pitcher's motion. Fastball, swung and a miss, for strike three, and that's all here in the seventh inning. Set him up with a slow curve, cutting the fastball for his fifth strikeout. In the seventh, for the Yankees, nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. But the big highlight in that inning was Carl Spooner's terrific rifle throw across to first base. One of the best times in the National League, though, belongs to his teammate. And one of the other fine arms in the National League belongs to the Cardinals third baseman Ken Boyer. For the eighth inning, we're going to have a pinch batter for Carl Spooner. Don Hope is coming up to be the batter. Hope will be followed by Gilliam, the top of the batting order, and by Reese. Spooner here this afternoon has turned in a fine relief job in pitching fifth, the sixth, and the seventh innings. Gave up one hit. He passed one man and struck out five, and that's just about par for the course. Don Hope making his first appearance as a World Series batsman. Got into yesterday's ball game, if you recall, as a runner in the eighth inning. Tommy Byrne to face this right-hand hitter. Don Hope, wide spread eagle stance, stands forward at the plate. Chokes up somewhat on the handle. Byrne left-hands him, and Hope takes it high and outside, ball one. Top half of the eighth inning, 4-2 score in favor of the Yankees over Brooklyn. Byrne comes down again, Hope watches it sail by, and it costs him. That's in for a strike. One ball and one strike. On the regular season was a 240 hitter. Bends its knees, takes a look at a curveball that is just above the letters. Two balls, one strike. Byrne takes a sign from Barra, taking plenty of time before he delivers 2-1. Now he comes in with it. Fastball is taken high. Three balls and one strike. We've got activity down in the Brooklyn bullpen behind left field. Looks like Clem Labine, the right-hander, probably will be coming on here to pitch in the last half of the eighth inning. Overhand fastball way inside, almost got Don Hope, but he jackknifed away from it. He's on with ball four.
The hook draws a walk to start the eighth inning. That'll be the fifth base on balls given up by Byrne. Jim Gilliam, who has one hit and three tries here in the second game of the series, coming up to the plate now. He has one run driven in. His single to left field in the fifth inning did it. Gilliam, a switch hitter, has been operating against the left-handers, of course, as a right-handed batsman. And he's seen plenty of left-handed pitching in Ford and Byrne. Tomorrow, these Brooklyn Dodgers will probably see Bullet Bob Turley over at Ebbets Field. He'll go against Padres, probably, or Erskine. Don Oak, a pretty good base runner in his own right, steps off at first. Collins holds the inside corner. Gilliam leans over the plate now. And there's Conley ball. Hit down to Martin. He's up with it. Shovels it over to Coleman for one. Throw the first double play. Oh, the Dodgers get the lead man on, all right. But a double play wipes it out. That's the third double play here for the Yankees. Boy, that Jerry Coleman can throw that ball. No mistake. Jerry looks a million in that Yankee infield right now. Yes, sir. He's a look-good man anytime, for that matter. Of course, Jerry's a Gillette Super Speed Razor fan, too. Great booster for the clean, lasting shaves he gets. Today, there's a Gillette Super Speed Razor matched to any man's skin and beard. Light, regular, or heavy. One of the three razors is exactly right for you. Up to the plate now is Pee Wee Reese. Right-hand hitter takes a curveball low for ball one. Well, the double play has been quite a factor in this afternoon's ball game. The Yankees have popped up with three. The Dodgers have popped up with three. Byrne delivers. Reese hits a foul ball off the first baseline to the crowd in the second tier. One ball, one strike. Yes, sir, it's a pretty hard proposition to get healthy. The double plays are popping up right in your face. 4-2 score here, the Yankees, trying to pick up the second straight win at the expense of the Brooklyn Dodgers. They won yesterday's ball game, 6-5 affair. Ford getting the win, Grimm in relief for Ford. Newcomb taking the loss. And this afternoon, the Yankees have been leading since the fourth inning. Overhand curveball, Reese wraps it. There's a line shot into left field. In for a base hit. Norn over, grabs the ball, fires in quickly, and Reese has to come back to first. So you can see the importance of that double play that popped up just a few minutes ago. Hit number five. Off Tommy Byrne. And the Brooklyn Dodger Rooters hopes are resting now on Duke Snider coming up to the plate. Duke has driven in one of the two Brooklyn runs. He did that in the fourth inning after Reese had doubled to lead it off. Snider, with an overly closed stance, waves that bat around like he means business. He's had just one hit today and three times up. Byrne throws him the fastball, and Snider swings on it and fouls it off the mask to plate umpire Ballantyne. No balls, one strike. Yogi Berra walking a new ball out partway to the mound to Tommy Byrne, flips it to him. Reese has taken a moment to talk with Jake Pittler. Now all hands go to the stations. Down is no balls, one strike on Duke Snider. There are two out in the eighth inning. Reese the base runner. Snider representing the tying run for Brooklyn standing in. Byrne throws in the fastball. Snider waves at it and doesn't get it. That's strike two. No question. Duke was going for the timbers. Yogi Berra asks Ballantyne, the plate umpire for time, goes out to talk to Tommy Byrne. Back in right field, Elston Howard is playing back on the red cinder track. He's actually standing back on the cinder track just about 20 yards from the right field line in the corner where it says 296 feet. I figure that if Duke's going to hit it and hit it with authority, he's going to hit it right smack dab into right field. Billy Martin
on the rim of the outfield grass, plugging up the hole between first and second. Collins holding Reese on as much as he can, standing behind first base. He'll move back to his fielding depth when Byrne is ready to pitch. Down comes that pitch to Snyder. It's a crossfire, and it's outside, knee high, 4-1. Collins smoothing out Dirk behind first. Reese isn't taking too big a lead. Not with two down here in the eighth inning. 4-2 the score, Yankees. Pitch is way inside, backing Snyder off. That's ball two. So the Deuces are up on the scoreboard here in the top of the eighth inning. Two balls, two strikes, two out. And double two is up at bat. Duke Snyder, number four. Byrne climbs up to the top of the hill now and checks his runner, Reese, at first base. Looks at Snyder. Down comes the 2-2 pitch. Snyder swings and gets enough of it to foul tip it back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes remaining on Duke Snyder. Count remaining in the ball game right now, 4-2 in favor of the Yankees. Of course, when they move over to Ebbets Field tomorrow, they won't have the spacious ballpark to play in. So it could conceivably make a tremendous difference. Remaining on Duke Snyder. Count remaining in the ball game right now, 4-2 in favor of the Yankees. Of course, when they move over to Ebbets Field tomorrow, they won't have the spacious ballpark to play in. So it could conceivably make a tremendous difference. However, that all remains in the lap of the baseball gods, and we'll have to wait to see what the outcome is going to be. 2-2 pitch to Snyder. Soft curve inside off the chest for ball three. Reese has those itchy feet down there at first base. He's ready to move. Byrne, just as determined at the mound, he's not going to. Has been working it tough with Snyder. He's got him with a 3-2 count now. Snyder's got to guard it, and Byrne's got to come in with it. So, let's see what happens. This Byrne has pitched himself quite a ball game today. The old Deacon takes his sign. Vera pops him in as a target. Down comes the pitch. Reese breaks. It's swung on. There's a high pop foul coming back to the screen. That'll be out of play. So the tension mounts. Reese comes walking back slowly. First base. There are two down here in the eighth inning. Double play took care of that. After Volk who batted for Spooner walked, Gilliam cracked into a fast Mutton to Coleman to Collins double play. Then Reese singled into left field, and he's on it first. Duke Snyder up there trying to give Tommy Byrne fits and vice versa. Tommy to the stretch now. Reese breaks on the 3-2 pitch. Swing on the pitch. Strike three. Byrne got him. Four strikeouts for Byrne, and it was a pretty important one for him to get into. No runs, one base hit here for the Dodgers in the eighth. One man left on, that's the fourth man they've left on here this afternoon. With no errors, and the score at the end of 7 1/2 innings remains. The New York Yankees 4, the Brooklyn Dodgers have 2. The new pitcher for the Brooklyn Dodgers will be Clem Levine. Clem came on and finished out yesterday's ball game, allowed only one hit. Came on and pitched in the eighth, and that was it. Clem Levine relieving. Right-hander Clem Levine was 13-5 on the regular season. World Series plays 0-2. He's not the decision pitcher now. He reverts all the way back to Billy Lowe's as it now stands. But Levine is on here. To pitch the eighth inning just as he was in yesterday's affair. They first ran up for the Yankees in the last half of the eighth inning. And they're hoping this will be the last time they'll have to go up to bat. They're ignoring. Yogi Berra and Joe Collins. Levine, a strong arm right-handed, fires the fastball. Rhode Islander has it inside. It is for ball one. Robinson playing up shallow at third. Levine tries a soft curve. It's lined to second base. To Zimmer knocks the ball down and then loses it. It goes behind him. Zim went off to his right. Had that ball, but couldn't hold it. Squirted out of his glove, so he'll be charged with his second error this afternoon. So the Dodgers now have a pair of miscues. Score still 4-2. Favor the Yankees and Yogi Berra, who has been hit for the pitch and has singled twice. It's coming up. He's 2-2. They drop it first. LeBron delivers a curveball. It stays high up at the peak of the cap. One ball and no strikes. Yogi, a left hand hitter, waves that wagon tongue back and forth. LeBron throws him the fastball, and Yogi beats it foul right down into the ground. One ball, one strike. Down pat takes a look at the ball. It's out of play. And Campanella, another. Hodges holding the inside corner on Irv Noen here in the eighth inning. No outs, one on. Yankees 4, the Dodgers 2. LeBron whirls, throws to first. Noen just turns and steps back on. He's taking over a very short lead. Jim Honacek, American League umpire, is there first to call all plays. Soft curve, misses outside. Yogi Berra, the ball two. Two balls, one strike on the O. Levine checking signs with Campanella. Checks his runner now, Irv Noren. Then delivers. Berra takes a soft curve, late in there for a strike. 2-2 to Berra. Levine slams the rosin back down, right behind pitcher's rubber. Grinds that ball around in his palms. Now he goes to the top of the stretch, checks his runner. Delivers, Berra looks, and it's in there for strike three call. Oh, Berra has cut looking for the first out here in the eighth inning. Levine hangs up a strikeout. That's the 11th Yankee to be struck out here this afternoon. Joe Collins is the batsman. He's been struck out twice, walked once. Yesterday was a feast. Today so far, but Joe, it's been a famine. That is a famine in the getting a base hit department. Curveball laid in their time under the letters for strike. However, the one time he did become a base runner was in the fourth inning. Picked up a walk. A single to left moved him to second. Then he scored a moment later when Martin singled to left. Now the 0-1 pitch to Collins, a left-hand hitter. But instead, a fire to first base, but not in time to get Nora. Outfield around the right, playing deep. Big hole down the left field line. Pitch is swung on by Collins. There's a high fly ball hitting straightaway center field, right back over second. Duke Snyder under it and makes the catch. So Noren has to hurry back to first. Out number two in the eighth inning, and the batter is Elston Howard. Struck out the second, rifled a single in the left field and drove in a run in the fourth inning. And Robinson threw him out on the bounding ball to third in the sixth inning. Howard, the rookie, has made good with a rush for the Yankees this year. Wide spread eagle batsman. Velvety close stance. LeBron drives his curve and slaps it in there at the knees for a strike. Nothing in one on Elston Howard. Two down, one on here in the eighth inning. LeBron sets. Campanella pops the mitt. Down comes the pitch. Curveball and air strike two. LeBron twice has given Howard big motion and no speed. As years have worn on for LeBron,
He's become more cagey, this type of delivery. There's that curveball again. This one's hit across the carpet to Reese. He's up with it on the short hop, goes to Zimmer for the force out at second base on Irv North. So the error didn't hurt anybody in the eighth inning, other than made Levine pitch a little bit more. In the eighth for the Yankees, no runs. There were no base hits. There was one Brooklyn error charged to Zimmer. One Yankee was left on. They've now stranded five and going to bat eight times. And scored the end of eight full innings of play. In the second game of the series, Yankees 4, the Brooklyn Dodgers have 2. It's the top half of the ninth inning, the second game of the 55 World Series. The last call for the Brooklyn Dodgers to pick up 2 runs to tie the ball game, 3 if they are to go ahead. Tommy Fearn, who has been pretty rough here this afternoon, throwing a few warm-up pitches down, he'll face Roy Campanella. Roy's gone hitless in the series so far. As I said a few minutes ago, in 5 times to the plate yesterday, he popped up twice, rolled out once, and flied out twice. And this afternoon, he has fouled out once, he's walked once, and he's flied out once. So he's actually 0 for 7. Campanella to be called up by Perillo, who was yesterday's hitting star with the Brooklyn Dodgers, getting a home run and 2 singles from Whitey Ford. Today, he's walked, he's flied out, and he's popped up. Then comes Hodges, who is 0-2. So we'll see what we shall see here in the top of the ninth inning. 4-2 the score in favor of the New York Yankees, trying to pick up the second straight win. Oddly enough, the Brooklyn Dodgers have sort of pounded left-handed pitching this year in the National League, but they've sort of run afoul of it here in Yankee Stadium. Curveball to Campanella over the outside corner for strike one. Roy was walked in the fourth. Curveball to him, swung on and popped up out in the short left center field. Back forward is shortstop Coleman and gloves it for the first out. Carl Perillo, who walked in the second, flied to left field in the fourth, and walked in the seventh. Correction, popped up to first base in the sixth. Coming up there now. So as we find out what happens with Carl Perillo, we'll be able to duck a quick station break in. Byrne is ready. Comes down to Perillo, and the right-hand hitter takes a curve. A bullet-up variety in for a strike. Nothing in one on Perillo. Byrne has given only 5 hits today. 1 extra base blow. Reese's double in the fourth inning to right field. Comes down again, and Perillo swings on it, hits a long fly ball to left field. Backing up for Irv Noren, reaches up and makes the catch for the second out. And before we have Hodges up, let's quickly pause for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America. Now it's down to the very last call for Brooklyn. Gil Hodges coming up there. And when this game ends, everybody stay tuned for our friend Bill Corum. Hear this great student of baseball wrap up the day's play. Tommy Byrne ready. Looks down to Hodges, delivers him a soft curve, and Gil takes it over it to waste first strike. 2 down, the base is empty, top half of the ninth inning. Here's his 0-1 pitch. Curveball, and Gil starts to go for it, then backs off and takes it low inside for ball one. 4-2, right down to the last wire. The Yankees are leading it. And here's Hodges, the Dodgers' last hope. Byrne ready, delivers 1-2. Curveball is hit foul off the third baseline. Count on Hodges is the ball and 2 strikes. Digging in again.
Dodgers has flied to right, flied to left, and has walked. He walked his last time out. That was in the seventh. Burns ready. His 1-2 pitch to Hudgens. Way outside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two up. Out there playing just slightly shaded around the left. The big hole in the outfield actually is in right center. 2-2 delivery by Tommy Byrne. Curve swung and missed for strike three. And Tommy Byrne hangs up his first World Series win. The veteran was really fine here this afternoon, picking up five strikeouts. So that's all in the ninth inning. And the final score, the New York Yankees win it. New York Yankees, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Brooklyn Dodgers, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors.
The story of this game, though, is Tommy Byrne. Wait just a second now while I get a little drink of Al Helfer's soft drink here. Soft, that is, too. And this is Bill Corum talking. Tommy Byrne now lives in Wake Forest, North Carolina. Born, I believe, in Baltimore. And this is his second hitch with the Yankees. They say that left-handed pitchers don't beat the Dodgers, but he did, giving them only 5 hits and winning, as you know, 4-2, and was in command all the way, holding their big hitters completely in check. A masterful job of pitching, a great old pitcher. They call him the old broadcaster because he talks to himself when he pitches. I don't know what talking he was doing out there this afternoon. A little too far for me to hear, but he was doing plenty of pitching. In his first trip with the Yankees, he was so wild that he not only had trouble hitting the plate, he had trouble hitting the stadium, and it's a big stadium. But he's a determined sort of fella, and George Weiss, who always liked him, wouldn't let him get out of the organization. He sent him somewhere, I don't know where, and finally he came back. Of course, if the Yankees didn't have him at the end, but they kept good track of him and brought him back from California. Maybe I was thinking of Joe Collins that Weiss sent away and kept hold of. Well, it doesn't matter. The Yankees brought him back this year. He's been a tower of strength, and he won this second game of the series, and now tomorrow Brooklyn goes home for a change of scenery, which they need badly indeed, because never in the history of modern World Series has a team lost the first two games and then come on to win the series. Back when they played the best 5 out of 9, that happened, and I think the Giants did it once, but never in a 4 out of 7 series. And of course Brooklyn is in a desperate straits tonight, and old Casey Stengel, the old master, the intrepid dentist, is sitting in a honey seat, and that's no dentist chair, I assure you. He got by with his left-handers, although Ford was hit hard yesterday, and Byrne today was the master, and now, of course, he's in a wonderful shape, and certainly should force the, must force the series back here to the stadium for a finish if Brooklyn can rally in their own field. 2 or 3 times today, they did hit long balls that would have been home runs over in Ebbets Field, but they were playing in the Yankee Stadium before another tremendous crowd, 64,707 paid. Billy Lowe, contrary-wise to Tommy Byrne, was not very good. At one time, he did strike out the side. Carl Spooner came in and struck out 4 or 5 men, and all the other Dodgers pitched all right. Don Besson to only 1 man. Incidentally, there are a lot of Dons on the Dodgers. Hope, Zimmer, Besson, and maybe some more, but not quite enough dudes as this series goes right now. So the real story was Tommy Byrne, and tomorrow it will be Big Bob Turley and Johnny Podras, another left-hander. Turley for the Yankees, of course, and Podras, who will be 23 years old tomorrow, will either get the birthday present or maybe it'll be 23 skidoo, the way the Yankees are going now. They're going very strong. Had a lot of double plays today and played great baseball. Now our thanks to our engineers, Gifford Campbell and Ed King, and to our